This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
The UK general election took place on the 4th of July this year, and today we are hearing from blind and partially sighted people about their experience of casting a vote. And we're speaking now with Stacey Scott. Now, Stacey, how did you vote this year in the UK general election? Did you vote in person, postal, proxy?
I voted in person.
And how was that experience like for you? Was that this wasn't your first time voting in person, was it?
No, it wasn't. I've done it many times, and there's always that sense of déjà vu in terms of voting and accessibility.
So, what were some of the things you feel like should be improved?
So I say, you know, they were very helpful. I think they'd obviously had training on what to do if someone with a visual impairment comes into the voting centre. They were very good at guiding. There was an assumption made that I could read Braille. They just handed me the template and said, so you read Braille, because I had a guide dog with me. So I said to them, actually, no, I don't. And very few of us do. So, you know. And it, again, deja vu, it's the same thing that happens every time that I go to vote, which is you have your tactile template in terms of it has Braille on it that tells you the numbers. They read out the candidates to me and their associated parties, and then lined up the template. But I never feel confident to tick the box, to put the cross in the box, because there is no indication as to what size the box is. It's not tactile, so the arrows are pointing towards essentially just the paper. And so I always worry that I'm going to spoil my ballot by not being able to know the size of the box. So for me, that tactile overlay is nowhere near enough to make the process accessible.
And what about bringing, you said you had your guide dog with you. Were you okay having your guide dog there? Were there any issues about the size of the booth for voting?
Oh no, there was plenty of space, yeah.
What do you feel like would really improve for you in the future if you went to vote next time? What would you like to see happen?
I mean, to be honest, for me in the future, I'd like to see me doing it from my sofa on a secure app that was fully accessible for everyone. But I guess that's blue sky thinking at the moment, it feels like. If I have to do it in person, I would like, for the bare minimum, to have the candidates and the associated parties and actually beforehand, the manifestos and everything provided in accessible format before you turn up on the day, not relying on somebody to read it out to you. And I would like a template that allows you to, similar to the one that you use to sign your name, that allows you to place it over the page, and so that you know when you're putting a cross in the box that you're not spoiling your ballot paper and you can do it independently without any help. Because I don't feel I can. I always get somebody to cross for me, which means I cannot have an independent and secret vote.
What did this experience make you feel like?
Again, just why are we so behind? Why am I doing this again for the however many time? You know, it just never changes. It's the same challenges. And also asking that key question, you know, being able to vote in secret is a human right. Why am I not afforded the same human rights as everybody else? Why are my rights less important than everyone else's? And it doesn't seem like an insurmountable challenge. So the same feeling of frustration that I feel every time I approach the polling station.
Well, Stacey Scott, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.